Barrhead, small rural communities, like Barrhead, do not have the resources to take up the slack when the province cuts services to not-for-profit organizations. As a result, municipalities are being forced to take up the slack. That is what Town of Barrhead Mayor Dave McKenzie told the Barrhead Leader. There is a disconnect between the metros, urbans and rural communities, he said. The leader contacted McKenzie to learn more about Barrhead Cares, what they do, and what their potential loss might mean to the community. Oz informed the organization of the cut via an email. They just said we wouldn't be getting the funding. They didn't give us a reason, he said. Barrhead Cares is a coalition of community members which banded together in 2003, initially as the Barrhead and District Drug Coalition, to combat the problems associated with the effects of alcohol and drug use in the community. In 2012, the group changed its name to Barrhead Cares to reflect its growing mandate. Besides continuing its efforts against the harmful impact of drugs and alcohol, the group expanded their efforts to a bullying initiative, abuse and anything that deals with the health and safety of people in the Barrhead area. Town of Barrhead Town. Ty Ossoff announced Oz had cut the organization's funding during the March 11th council meeting. Ossoff and McKenzie are the town's representatives on the committee. The mayor's connection with the organization goes back to his days when he was serving with the RCMP. However, he noted that CARES has roughly $14,000 remaining, and the coalition is investigating which projects will give the community the best value for the buck and fulfill a specific need. One of the projects that CARES has spearheaded in recent years is Make the Connection, an event in early September that allows residents to learn more about the type of services available, especially regarding programs for children and youth. We are definitely going to organize one more time, he said. Ossoff added CARES will also set aside funds for the Barrhead Composite High School's Reduction in Injury Through Student Knowledge, RISC, Day. The school has been hosting a variation of the program, teaching grade 9 students the importance of making good decisions, especially in regards to drugs and alcohol, before the Victoria Day long weekend since 1993, following several years when the school lost several students in alcohol-related motor vehicle accidents on the May holiday weekend. The other youth initiative CARES is considering is warning youth about the potentially dangerous effects of vaping. We also are considering hosting an event about inclusion at naming the All Wheel Park, after Dr. Marvin Brent Ray in late May, Ossoff said. Tiny little events that we want to look at, but the question is, who will look after these things after this year? This is yet another decision by Alberta Health Services not to support communities. Ossoff was referring to the decision by Oz to end the contract with the Ripple Connection Support Center. Related links. Oz cancels Barrhead Ripple Connection Agreement. Ripple Connection seeks town's help following cancellation of Oz contract. McKenzie agreed with Ossoff. He said over the years, CARES, on the relatively small budget they received, has accomplished a lot for the community. At the March 13th council meeting, Ossoff said CARES received about $5,000 annually. CARES was the catalyst for bringing the RCMP Student Resource Officer to Barrhead area schools, which would benefit students and the community and remains today despite all the changes to the police funding model and everything else, McKenzie said. He added that CARES also allowed youth to take leadership roles in the community outside of the school environment. Allowing youth to interact with leaders in the community, giving their perspective on what is happening, McKenzie. He reiterated that the loss of funding and the associated programming by CARES and the Ripple Connection Support Center is much more of a loss in communities the size of Barrhead. We simply don't have the depth of organizations. A lot of time, there is nobody else to step in and take on that role, McKenzie said, adding the result is that municipalities are often asked to step in to fill the void. It is an example of a higher government downloading services to municipalities. Barry Curtin, Town and Country Today.com.